Well, let me ask a question, though, because it is capital improvement budget, and the issue with previous people, with new people coming on board, has been the ranch cabin, the ranch house.
It looks sorry.
I thought we had new siding on.
The outside.
The inside.
That's all that matters is the outside.
Well, let's just don't take a minute. Let's wait till the next meeting, but that might be a big issue. Maybe that was something that we want.
Well, I would like to talk a little bit about it, because if these people come out and look at it and they go, yuck, like she did, she went, this is filthy. We don't know what level is filthy.
Well,
because
she didn't say filthy.
She said
she wouldn't let her mama come in there.
Because
it was dirty.
Last night I heard dirty.
Well, she said over here and said, I can clean. It's not the dirt that bothers me. It's the way it's...
Talk about
that water heater in the front room.
Yeah.
But there were some things that, you know, we might... If we're going to talk to these people coming on board, do we have even an idea, a plan? Is there something we want to do? Because when we talk to them, I don't want to say, well, come out and see it. It's going to look real good, and maybe we'll do something. I mean, do we want to do anything?
Because they wanted to know, and she was kind of asking, well, what do you intend to do? Do you intend to do something? Basically saying,
it's not acceptable what can we do. And I understand that, but you know, as from rental perspective, what's one for somebody?
Yeah.
What's good for somebody is not good for someone else. So if you put somebody into a cabin, they're going to think there are certain issues that are going to address them personally. And we can say, okay, let's allot X amount of dollars out of the capital improvements budget to fix up the cabin, but we can't exactly go and do it until we figure out who's going to be hired. And then they can kind of say, these are the issues that I'd like to
do. I'm still looking at...
physical facilities sucks. I get after my kids when they say that word. So.
You know, to be really fair about it, you know, and I've gone in and out of that building many times over the last few years, and I, even though there's some things that do look a little askew in there, I think it still looks better than it has in the past.
What are some of the major things?
Somebody came in and started something they didn't think of.
Kitchen cabinet.
And that really throws a kind of...
That whole layout of the kitchen.
It's ironic, though, if they would have seen it before they started that project.
Right.
They would have really died. You know, it would have been really bad. So it's kind of
but they don't have that appreciation, and it doesn't even matter to them.
Yeah, really.
That's okay. So what is the number one thing that you see when you walk up?
What I
say is, I want this to be a proactive situation. I want us to be able to be thinking about different things. And if there are people this year that say, I would like to do something, would you like me to donate some money, whatever else, you know, I would like to have some ideas and a plan, even though we're not saying we're taking X number of dollars for this and X number of dollars for this.
We can add it, in the past, Ken and I and Brent, Joe, the ranch house has not really been in the inventory of the cabin, you know, looking over cabin saying, what does this need or not need, what does this need or not need. The ranch house has been, you know, Beckstead's take care of however you can, whenever you can, wherever you can, and Barbara and everybody else. So maybe that's one we can throw into the mix,
yeah,
too.
No money spent on it, really.
No.
Evaluate
but,
it.
But I think a good thing, positive, is we bought the fireplace, and the fireplace stays in there, and it's going to keep it warm. And that's what I'm saying. That's an important thing that we've covered already. And like I say, because we're asking them to maybe cook for others, we're asking them to... maintain different things for the membership. I mean, I'm sorry. I look at that kitchen, and to me, it is terrible. I wouldn't work in there. I've got no place to work. I mean, it's just covered. There's nothing. You
can
want
I combine
to come
something
in?
You said and covered? What Taylor said? You know, yes, no money in the budget, but there are members. And last night I was stewing over this, thinking about the whole visit with that couple and whatnot, and I resolved I was going to take it upon myself and send out an email to as many people as I could contact and say, hey, guys, this isn't in the budget. This is, if you will have some personal pride in the ranch, I'm going to put in some money, you put in some money, and approach it that way, just among us, those who want to participate, whether it's $50 or $100 or $200 or $1,000, and really have some pride and fix it up a little bit.
Well, I have cabinets that we can put in
there.
Cabinets?
Yeah, and if we just ask,
there's two or three things that can
make it easier.
Get that water heater, put it in the back, replumb it, close it, and put it in its own closet, get it out of the front there, get rid of that, put some decent cabinets in there, some countertops in there, you know. paint job, two or three things, you're basically there.
That's what I'm saying. Address them. Tell me what
that's bad
thing. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
But it wouldn't take a whole lot of money if you don't need a thing to.
Joseph?
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, I never have a lot of money myself. But I'm always willing to help fix things or do things around there. But, you know, unless somebody has some schedule or some drawing or something, you know, I'm just sitting there
drawing.
Thinking, well,
yep.
Good heck, man, I'd like to be able to help, but
I'm not
going to go around and beg because it's not my responsibility to delineate.
Raise money for what? We need to help.
Yeah. That was the other conclusion I came to is...
What does good look like?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly.
We need to, I don't know, if I promised an airplane ride to some draft students here in St. George to take them out there, if they would measure it all and draw it up...
Rod Johnson was in the cabinet business,
and then we could,
he's already offered to do it. Rod Johnson was going to do it.
Was. But it costs money.
Well, no, it won't cost money for him to draw up.
No. Oh, no, no. But take the cabinets they already have, and I think they would work.
There's
overhead cabinets.
Now, I'll give you something more important. I'll give you my time.
Me too.
Okay.
But you just got to...
But we need a plan, like Dale said. I think we need a real good assessment. We need to draw it out, see how we could improve the living space, and then have a real plan.
And once you have a plan,
then we
can coordinate everybody's
time
that everybody's willing to give to get it done.
And that's what I'm talking about, not necessarily saying we have X number of dollars in the capital improvement budget, but I think we need to be seriously thinking about that ranch house. And if we want people, regardless if they think it looks good or not, I know I don't like it. And if I'm a board member, I'm sorry, I don't like it.
How are you going to get quality people to come in and run that place?
Exactly.
Living in a dungeon.
Well, I don't disagree with you, but I would observe that if you were to put out a list to the membership and say, what are your priorities for spending our capital improvement money, the ranch house would not be very close.
And that's why I think
we're not talking about
volunteer members.
I'm willing to throw in an extra $100 for cabin or ranch house.
Yep, that may be. But
it may be something I'm not going to use personally.
Yeah. That's why I'm
afraid we're going to talk about
capital. I'm saying
they should have a little pride in it.
It doesn't matter whether you go in there and eat breakfast or take a bath or stay there or whatever. Everybody that has a place out there, in essence, uses that ranch house. Because the people that's taking care of everything else use that daily. And if people can't get that through their head, then they need to have a...
I don't disagree. I'm just saying that my suspicion is, if you were to ask them, do you want roads, do you want cabin
roads,
that roads and cabins would come out in front of the ranch house.
I think
cabins. That's our problem. Let me ask this then. On the board, is there someone that would like to, at this point I'm still doing interviews. I can't handle that. I could help out, but if someone would undertake maybe with Barbara, with Brent, kind of like, look at the ranch house. What do we need
I'll
to
do?
And
I'll
then,
do
okay,
I'll
Phil
I'll
will do that?
Enough with it. I'll do
and
it.
And then we can actually then go to the members. Do you have any? Because you had told me you had cabinets, too.
Yep, I have some.
He had cabinets, too.
Probably, they're just odds and ends if you have a set.
Mine is a set. Came out of the kitchen, so I replaced the new ones in, but these are real, they're nice cabinets, the wood.
But like you say, who has things? Because I was thinking, you know, I've got a chair I could put in there, I could do a table, this and that.
Well,
but
I will first try to come up with a plan, and measurements, and design. And
if you get somebody to do the whole cabinet, I mean, it ought to be nice for the kitchen, but that's probably where he is. If we could get a project,
I'll try to get a whole cabin.
Okay, well, I will try to do an assessment as soon as I can in 2 or 3 weeks of the size and shape and dimensions, and then have some kind of plan for the next week.
Good. Thank you.
You know, I'd be willing to drive down if you get that rent and stuff. I meet with you.
Okay.
Thanks. Beautiful.